differently.
Welcome to RNIB's Health and Social Care podcast, an insight-packed look into issues that affect those living with sight loss. In this podcast, we'll share tips, stories, and speak to the experts to share the latest sight loss information.
Hello and welcome to RNIB's Vision and Stroke podcasts. I'm Lindsay from RNIB's Health and Social Care Skills Development Team, and I am the UK Training and Development Officer. And joining me today will be Mrs. Stevie Johnson, Clinical Lead for iClinic Support Services in RNIB, and Dr. Louise Gow, Clinical Lead for iHealth, Optometry and Low Vision in RNIB, and who is also a specialist optometrist.
In this podcast, we'll be talking about professionals involved in stroke care, and in particular, differences between different eye care professionals who may be involved if someone's vision has been affected by their stroke. So we all know that there are many different health and social care professionals involved in stroke care, and this can include stroke experts such as stroke doctors, nurses, neurologists. Health and social care professionals can be involved, including occupational therapists, physiotherapists, speech and language therapists, dietitians, clinical psychologists, rehab assistants, pharmacists, social workers, sensory impairment teams. The list can go on and on. In particular, though, we're going to speak about eye health professionals today and explain a little bit more about their role. Just to clarify, if vision has been involved or if your vision's been impacted by your stroke, an occupational therapist may do a visual screening within the ward. And if they suspect a visual change, they can then refer you on to an eye health professional. Stevie and Louise are going to describe a little bit more about the roles of the different eye care professionals. And as we're all eye care professionals ourselves, Stevie an orthoptist, Louise an optometrist, and myself a registered optometrist as well, we thought it would be helpful to describe each of these eye care professionals, as it can be quite confusing. So Stevie, if I can pass over to you to describe some of these eye care professionals.
So, confusingly, a lot of the eye health professionals who work in an eye department all begin with the letter O. So there's lots of O words to get your head round. So the first one I'm going to explain is an ophthalmologist, and then I'm going to talk about orthoptists, and then I'm going to describe again what ECLOs do. So an ophthalmologist is a medically trained doctor. They've done their training for a number of years to become a general doctor, and then they've specialised in ophthalmology. And they can diagnose eye conditions, and they can also treat them. They can do surgery sometimes, and they can prescribe medication. But that is the doctor. And there are lots of different levels of ophthalmologists, right from the consultant, but there's other levels and other specialisms. But essentially, that's what an ophthalmologist is. An orthoptist is someone who's a specialist in how the eyes work together as a pair. And so they work with anybody who, for any reason, is having a problem with their eyes working together as a pair or how their eyes move properly. So if, as a result of a stroke, there's a problem with the eye movement, then it would be an orthoptist that you would go and see. I think, as we mentioned in a previous podcast, ECLOs are there to provide practical and emotional support to anyone affected by sight loss. So that might be the person that's had the stroke themselves, but it might also be friends or family members or carers. And they help connect people with other services and support outside of the hospital. Louise is going to tell us now about some of the other O words.
Thanks, Stevie. So another O person you'll find within the hospital setting is an ophthalmic nurse. And this is a nurse that's specialised in looking after people attending a hospital eye clinic. So they may perform some of the tests at the hospital eye clinic, such as testing the level of vision on a letter chart or putting in eye drops. Some ophthalmic nurses are also trained to do some minor eye surgery treatments, such as injections. Another O is an optometrist. Optometrists can be found in hospital and they can be found in high street optician practices. They used to be known as ophthalmic opticians, and they're trained to examine the eyes and prescribe spectacles and contact lenses, but they're also trained to detect signs of injury, ocular disease or problems in the general health, such as diabetes or high blood pressure. They can offer clinical advice and, where necessary, refer patients for medical opinions and treatments. Also, you'll find some optometrists within the hospital setting that have specialist qualifications in managing eye conditions such as cataract or minor eye conditions, macular degeneration, glaucomas, childhood conditions. And some optometrists work within the low vision clinics in the hospital and in the community. And the final person that you need to know about is a dispensing optician. So this is an optician that won't be found testing eyes, but they are trained to fit and supply spectacles. And they're qualified to give advice on suitable frames and lenses. And some opticians may also have additional qualifications to fit contact lenses or prescribe low vision aids.
Thanks, Steve and Louise, for those explanations. So there are many professionals involved in the treatment, assessment, rehabilitation when someone has had a stroke, and lots of professionals available to help support and provide advice to the person and their families or carers. We hope that this podcast has helped to explain the role of the eye care professionals who may be involved if someone's vision has been affected after stroke. So thank you to Steve and Louise today for all your explanations on those professionals, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to RNIB's Health and Social Care podcast. If you found this episode helpful, you can find further resources by visiting rnib.org.uk and searching for health and social care professionals. For further information and support online, visit the Sight Loss Advice Service page at rnib.org.uk/advice. You can also call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. We are the Health and Social Care Skills Development Team at RNIB. We support health and social care professionals and organisations by delivering training courses and providing skills development opportunities. Training courses are available and bespoke training can be offered to suit the needs of an organisation. For more information about what we do, search for us on the RNIB website.
RNIB. See differently.